Sagt der Gemisch der Weite, was sagt das Yevames, Perig Yodalid, Mishnah Beis, Heyed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida. Now this is a continuation of the discussion between the Chacham and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the previous Mishnah. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains this. In the previous Mishnah we learned Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri asked the Chachamim, Mipnei ma ha'isha shen eschar sha yoytzeis, but ve'ish shen eschareish ena maitzi? In other words, as we explained it, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds a man who became a cheresh cannot divorce his wife, if when he married her, she was a pekachas. He has no das. And the Chacham, you agree with me. So why then do you say that when a woman becomes a cheresh, that he could divorce her? So the Chacham are bringing now in our Mishnah, in Mishnah Beis, the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, who testified, ala chereshes, about a woman who was a deaf-mute, and this was also a kiddushim min ha-Torah, she'asiyaviya, because her father was mekadosh when she was a ketana. So her nesuyim is chal min ha-Torah. The Batanura explains, as long as she's a ketana, the fact that she's a chereshes doesn't block anything. We don't need her das. It goes through the father's das. So that's similar to the case where he marries her when she was not a chereshes, so it's a kiddushim d'iraisa, and then she became a chereshes. And despite that, say the chachamim, she yotze beget. Like we say, he testified that she does go out with a get, even after she's already a gedoyla, and now we do need her das. We can't rely on her father's das. But she could still be mekabel her get. Omru Laisa, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, afzu, in our case also, where we have a woman who started out not being a deaf-mute when she got married, then she became a deaf-mute. It's the same as this case where her father marries her off. The kiddushin is min ha-Taira. So Kiyotzeba should be the same case. That even though she became a chereshes afterwards, he should still be able to divorce her.